Hi, Mr. Robinson. It's Michael calling you back from MMA Lingo.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good to see you, thank you. How are you?
Not bad. I'll just go from the private. Okay.
Thank you.
Right, I can talk now.
Excellent, fantastic, thank you. Just let you know, Katrina, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
That's right.
Obviously, you've spoken to colleagues of mine and the customer care team. We've gathered, you know, your identification and your proof of addresses and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if my case is that severe.
You don't know if your case is that severe?
Well, I know, but, you know, I never really got a lot of abuse when I was in the kids' home.
Okay. Let me just go through your statements for the assessment.
Okay.
Senior Assessment Centre.
Yeah.
Okay, but the fact that the police are involved with the hotels, obviously I know you wasn't, that doesn't sound like you, or doesn't mean that you were. Sexually abused.
No.
Well, obviously that threat was hanging over you, wasn't it, I suppose?
Yeah. Well, I suppose it was because he was working, and it was just like, We didn't trust them, you know. You could trust them here, but not him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, you're under constant fear of being.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the Tough House. That's the assessment center in Edinburgh. I'm just having a little read through this with you.
I would say that the assessment centre was worse.
Yeah.
You know, because you were treated like a prisoner, really. And you were, what, like 13, you know? You were locked everywhere.
Yeah. No, you're being locked up is restricting you from, you know, basically in the future, I suppose. Were you locked up with a toilet?
No.
Okay.
You have to bang on the door at night to get out to go to the toilet.
That's a basic community, isn't it, that you should have access to.
Right. No, but if you wanted the toilet, you had to bang on the door for somebody to come in and escort you to the toilet. And then escort you back.
Yeah. Look, I think, you know, the fact that you are under constant fear of sexual abuse, and also in your previous establishment you were locked up, and denied basic, you know, human amenities. I think you've got a chance of getting, by the fact that the CID are involved, I think it's well worth us running the case for you.
Okay.
I mean, you can only say no, can't you?
So
it's my role, Katrina, is to gather the evidence from, like, the likes of the assessment centre. I do need to get a bit more detail from you on that. And also the coach house. I'll write to those local authorities, whether it be the social services or the education authorities, and I'll gather all the information from your time.
Right.
My role is also, presumably, to get to know you a little bit better as well. And try and understand, you know, the trauma that you faced as a child, how that has had a lasting effect into your adulthood.
Yeah.
You know, through the likes of stuff like evidence, as in, you know, being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of issues with alcohol or substances, Katrina. I can write to, obviously, your GPs, NHS, any sort of addiction charities or even treatment services, and I can gather that evidence for you.
No, I have no addiction.
What about your mental health? Have you had any issues with mental health over there?
Oh, I think my whole life I've had issues with my mental health. I think, you know, because it's like, I found out that I was adopted and my mum and dad split up, and it was like, I really took it badly. And I just rebelled against them, you know.
Yeah.
When I was put to this, I was driven to the assessment centre in Edinburgh. Was it Morton Hall? I think it was. And then I was in there for about, I don't know how long. And then I got transferred to the Porch House, which is the system.
Yeah. Okay. Have you been diagnosed with any sort of professional anxiety since your time in care?
Well, I think I've always been depressed. It's just like I've never really, I don't know, I've never ever thought I've had like a normal life, you know.
You still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Have you ever spoken to your doctor about your low mood, your depression?
Well, yeah, I'm on tablets now. I've been on tablets many a time to help.
Right. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll write you back to Christina and I'll gather the evidence of obviously your depression. You said earlier you have no issues with addiction.
No.
Okay. I've got a real tough one, Christina. So I am so sorry, but have you ever tried to take your own life, Katrina?
No.
Can I take your GP's details, please, Katrina?
Well, I've moved. I'm in Northumberland now, but I was in the borders, in the Scottish borders.
How long have you been in Northumberland for?
My medical records
will be here. Okay. So can I take back your current practice details, please?
Right, so it's Alnwick, Alnwick.
Give me a moment, second. Please, can you say that again, please?
Alnwick, Alnwick Medical Practice.
Okay, medical.
Okay,
it's fairly close.
Yes, that's it.
NE662ML.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just give me 2 seconds and I'll write this into our software. Confirming. Close.
So the other doctor's surgery I would have been at, which I was ready to visit for years, was Celtic Medical Centre.
I'll just take the details of it. NE662ML. And you said you've been here a few years now.
Yeah, but before that, like when I was in care and that, I was under the Celtic Medical Health Centre.
Okay. But your current GP will have all of your medical records.
All right, okay.
Yeah, they have to follow you over.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to create this GP's details. Perfect. Let me just go back to your assessment centre in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Did you say there was a name for this?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was near Morton Hall in Edinburgh.
Near Morton Hall?
Yeah. There was a cook for the crematorium.
Yeah. Do you know the name of the assessment centre at all?
No, I really don't.
Okay. And that will be... That'll be Edinburgh Social Services, won't it?
Yeah, it would be.
Okay. Let me just... Let me just check. Yeah, 76. Northfield Edinburgh Social Services, is that right?
It might be, but I'm sure it was Morton Hall, because it was just over the road from Morton Hall Crematorium. I really don't know the name of it.
It's okay, don't worry. It's okay. And last question, Katrina, was you known as Katrina Robertson and Kerr?
Yes, yeah, I've never changed my name.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Katrina, is I'm going to write to the Social Services and the Education Authorities with the two care assessments. When I get that information back into the lawyer's office, do you want me to share that information with you, Katrina?
Yes, please.
Okay, so what we'll do, Katrina, is when I get back into the office, I'll share all the I'll send copies of everything that I get.
Okay.
And we'll run through that together. That could be anywhere up to 10 minutes time, Katrina.
That's fine. What you can do is, you don't need to post it out, you could send an email out and it'd be
easier. Yeah,
please.
Yeah, no problem.
Save the postage.
Yeah, that's easy, it's easy for me. So I'll email you all the details, we'll go through everything together, go through both of your care settings if you like.
Right.
Make sure everything's in your statements that you want it to be in there. Can you remember which CID was involved?
Well, I was living in Celtic at the time, so it would have been the Gallifield one or the Edinburgh one, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll write to the police post.
Yeah.
Get any details of the that care assessment. If you have facts, where I get that from, I get that from National Records Scotland.
Okay then.
So they have to show us or have to send us any notifications of any institutions that are being flagged because of abuse, and obviously if the police are involved, that care assessment will have. So we'll go through everything together. We'll then add your medical records to your file, obviously your evidence of mental health issues. And there'll be what's called our final submission, Katrina.
Okay.
Obviously addressed. Just to let you know what we've done so far is we've sent all your information to the Scottish address and they've accepted your case.
Right.
They've give you an application number and they've recognised MMA as your law firm. But what we have told them, Katrina, is we will be providing them with support and evidence.
Yeah.
So they're waiting on our evidence, and obviously this is what I'm about to go out and get for you.
Okay.
From there, once we do the final submission, Katrina, we then await what's called a panel days. So a panel of individuals inside the Scottish Redress run through our case. We don't have to attend, it's from behind closed doors. It's not like a children's panel.
Yeah.
And then from there, Katrina, will hopefully get you, obviously, the recognition of any wrongdoing and hopefully get you an offer of financial compensation, Ms. Robertson.
So that doesn't cost me anything to know?
No, so I'm going to run through that with you. Do you have any questions on what I'm going to do for you and what my role is over the next 8 to 10
months? No, I just say as long as it's not going to cost me any money unless I win something.
Yeah, well, I'm going to run through that with you now, just on this recorded call, so I have to make sure that you are fully aware of our fees and what other options are out there in the market available to you. And if you still want me to continue or still happy for me to continue, then obviously I'm gladly. And so just to let you know, Katrina, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress scheme yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so.
Right.
Obviously that would entail, you creating your own case, potentially even filing your own evidence and then submitting your own case. But that is an option for you. So that's option one. Option two, if there are other law firms out there, Katrina in England and Scotland, that will help you apply for the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. The reason that they don't charge fees, Katrina, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Yeah.
Now, as a fellow law firm regulated by the SRA, I can't go into or discuss what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, Katrina, what they don't do for you.
Right.
What I can tell you is that we as a law firm, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we definitely don't want to be owing anything to them either.
Yeah.
That's everything we're trying to do for our clients if we are, you know, under the former, if you like, of the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
What we do, Katrina, with our clients is enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract.
Mm-hmm.
What that means, Katrina, is you win, we lose together.
Right.
And us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process.
Right.
Our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT, Katrina. What that means is no matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than just under 20% inclusive of all VAT.
Okay.
So 19.2%, Katrina.
Right.
On the flip side, Katrina, the no-fee side, and this is what we were alluding to earlier, because you've been through such emotional hardship throughout your life because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship if we are unsuccessful with your case.
Okay.
And what that means, Katrina, is if we don't or we fail to get you compensation, we will never come looking for our fees from you.
Right.
Our insurance policy and our insurance cover will cover all of our fees.
Okay.
Is that okay, Katrina?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Do you understand those three options I've given you?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
I am, yes, because as I say, I wouldn't even know where to start myself, so...
Yeah, it's no problem. Just letting you know, Katrina, you signed our no-win, no-fee agreement with us on the 24th of November, of March. You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. It just means 40, you have up to 14 days to change your mind.
Right.
Flip up any agreements you have with us and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we don't start the case really until that 14-day cooling off period is over.
Yeah.
Now, that cooling off period runs out today.
Yeah.
Are you happy that runs out today, or would you like me to restart the 14-day cooling off period from today?
No, just see it as it is.
Okay, perfect. Well, you have my number now, Katrina. My name's Michael.
If you
need my number, please. I'm going to be a caseworker till the very end. If you need anything, just give me a call. Leave me a message. I'll call you straight back. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. I'll be in touch with you every 4 to 5 weeks. Either by email or phone call, just so that you know how I'm getting them.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
My number, please, Katrina, that would be great. And,
yes, I have. I've got it. It's on the phone, so I'm going to add it to my contacts.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Katrina.
Okay, right. Thanks very much, then.
Thank you, okay. For Raven speaking to me.
I know. Thank you. Right, bye.
Thanks, Katrina. Bye now.
Bye.